was your mother?
Oh, my mother. Well,
living.
Well, I was. Well, it's a sort of life, you know.
An existence.
Yeah. I went to see her last Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Took her around some Jaffa cakes.
Yeah.
And
now, did you take her around some Jaffa cakes? I mean, did you have Jaffa cakes left in the road, which you sort of did a slalom round, or
no?
Did you take her some Jaffa cakes, which you shoved in her gob?
I shoved them in her gob.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. As long as you weren't taking her around Jaffa cakes.
No, I wouldn't do that because she doesn't enjoy that as much.
No, she hates it.
She likes them in her gob, but I've taken her around Jaffa cakes and she hates that.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. I bunged this Jaffa cake in her gob, and she took a nip at it. And do you know what? Her right tit fell off, right in front of me. Anyway.
So what did you say? Her right tit
fell
off?
I didn't say anything. I picked it up, you know, and yeah. I said, oh, good God. I said, look at that bird on Mrs. Coltart's roof.
Yeah.
She turned around, and I slapped it back on again. She didn't know.
No.
And it was all right.
At that age, but they don't, do they?
They don't know. But it was a very difficult moment, you know.
Tell me, did it stick?
Of course, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's her own tit, you know, it's bound to take.
Yeah, bound to graft, yeah.
Bound to take.
No, because I had the same trouble down at, you remember Mrs. Grottoli?
Oh, yeah. She used to make those blancmanges, didn't she?
Yeah, she, not only she made them, she was one. But Mrs. Grottoli, I was down there for tea.
Yeah.
And a whole...
Well, just like me, for tea.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting that, see.
A whole bottom, you know.
Her arse fell off?
Yes, her arse fell off on the floor.
Fucking hell.
What, so, right? She was embarrassed, so we tried to make nothing of it.
Right, right.
So we shoved both halves in a toaster. And it came out nice and brown. We shoved it back on. And she thanked us later because she's got the smaller ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah,
we battered nice, it that. And ate it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's that's nice, that.
It's a gesture, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know if I told you, but, you know, there's been a history of this in my family.
What, things falling
yeah,
off?
Yeah, my Uncle Bert, you know. I was talking to him, we're having a drink, you know, in the pub.
Hey. Yeah.
Suddenly, you know, he was talking, you know, telling a joke, I think it was.
Yeah.
And his head fell off.
Oh, fuck. What a cunt. His fucking head fell off.
Yeah, right
in the middle of a joke.
Yeah.
Did he give you the punchline?
No, well, no.
Oh, cunt.
Anyway, I picked it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the panic, I stuck it on the wrong way around.
What happened then?
Well, now he shits through his prick.
Oh, fuck!
And he gets the most enormous erection.
Of course he does. All on that his arsehole. Coming through his prick. Arsehole all erect.
Right. And he comes through his arsehole. It's the most amazing sight. Of course, he never forgives me. But I said, listen, Bert. I said, fuck me. I said, if I hadn't stuck that fucking head on, mate, I said, you wouldn't have had it on the right way round or the wrong way round.
Well, I've got...
Fucking ingratitude,
I've got an Uncle Bert, and he's worse. Do you know what he did to me? Come up to him in the middle of the night, and he said, look, I'd like to take your nightie and set it on fire. I said, fuck you, you're not going to take my nightie and set it on fire. You'll take me and set me on fire
right.
Before you set yourself on fire with a nightie.
Right.
And he set fire to me and the nightie and said, fuck you. And I said, fuck you, cunt. And do you know what I did?
What?
Oh, yeah. I felt very, very ill.
Well, you bet. After that... After him coming in and saying he's going to set fire to your nightie.
I was burnt to death.
Oh, but fucking hell. Why'd you let him do that?
No, after that, Uncle Bert took me down to the pub.
Yeah.
He said, Clive,
yeah.
From being nearly dead, you've learnt how to be alive.
Oh.
And I kicked you in the fucking teeth and I was in the cunt again.
Oh, that's relatives, isn't it?